Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's talk about the Michigan Flyer. They want to expand their service. The main bulk of what they do is to take people who want to fly out of Detroit Metropolitan Airport. And if they need a ride from this area, they'll pick them up and drive them down there. They want to expand that service. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, Tony, we don't, while we support, you know, Michigan Flyer, they're actually a member of our organization. We're having a difficult time with the expansion of this route, and this new route is actually going to go down the I-96 corridor through Brighton and Livingston County and into Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor, and then on to Detroit Metro Airport. And the problem we have, Tony, I think, is the fact that if this were being funded privately with investment from Michigan Flyer, it would be a non-issue. They would grow like many other small businesses in our region in this country. And the market demand would be there. But this particular issue is a grant application that's using public taxpayer dollars to support this growth and expansion, and really kind of at the expense, we feel pretty strongly, at the expense of Capital Region International Airport.
Does the airport, to your knowledge, use any funds that come from taxpayer dollars?
Well, it is publicly funded, but Tony, you got to look back at the economic impact, and we're taking passengers out of our region and benefiting other regions, and the economic impact of the airport, those dollars are staying here. I mean, Sun Country, back during the winter months and the seasonal service to Cancun and Jamaica and other locations, kept hotels full around here. And we have people, and we have record and documentation of people traveling as far as Sault Ste. Marie to, you know, to use our airport. And those are economic dollars that are here and spent off here with our local businesses.
Now, we had Odie Norkin from the Michigan Flyer on the program yesterday, and he said that most of the customers that they have had already made a decision to fly out of Metro Detroit, whether it was because of they couldn't get a flight time or the flight that they were looking for. They were planning on driving down there, flying out of there anyway, and that the bulk of the customers that they have weren't going to fly out of Lansing. How would you respond to that?
Well, I respond out of that our airlines, they know what Michigan Flyer is doing, and it becomes a very challenging challenge for us as we look to grow the current air service that we have here. So that's the biggest challenge. Those people, that they are driving, and I think all the research and whatnot from the airport shows that we do have, it's our largest leakage of passengers from this area go to Detroit Metro for the nonstop service. But the challenge we have is we continue to try and grow the quality and reliable air service we have here in Lansing. As a region, we have to support the airport that we have here. And I don't know that there would be a Chamber of Commerce or Economic Development organization in this country when they have a commercial airport, especially an international airport, that they would be encouraging private airport shuttle service to take passengers from their region to another airport in the state. And one, you have a region and a county and an airport in Detroit benefiting at the expense of Lansing.
So you believe Odie Norkin's information to me, and he said it right here on the program, that the hundreds of customers that they deal with had already planned to fly to Metro Airport. You believe that that's misinformation?
I don't know if it'd be misinformation as much, Tony, as I'm just saying that I think as a region, we should not be encouraging airport shuttle transportation from Lansing to other airports. And so the research and reports from Capital Region International Airport do show that they do have our highest percentage of passengers leak from here to Detroit. So there is a tremendous amount of traffic, you know, going from this region to Detroit to fly. We're just saying that as we try and grow the air service for our region, I mean, it's an economic development asset for business attraction. We know that transportation infrastructure is one of the leading site location criteria for businesses as they look at regions around the country. And so we need to make sure that we're providing strong, quality, reliable air transportation here in this region.
Is it a conflict of interest or a challenge for you, being that the Michigan Flyer and the airport are both members of the chamber? And I know you probably want to see them both succeed, but it almost seems like you've got two members here. You should be supporting both of them.
Well, it has been. It has been a challenge, and you know they both are they're very good members of ours, but. Again, we have to make decisions, and we always ask ourselves, Tony, what's the benefit to this region? First and foremost, the benefit to this region. And we feel right now, as do our board of directors, that this is not positive for our region, that there are other regions and communities that are going to benefit at the expense of transportation dollars that could be staying in this particular region. And that's another thing, too, that, you know, we sort of encourage is let's find some transportation projects that they're going to have that economic impact here. We know one of the other projects that are on the review board is the Washington Avenue, some infrastructure improvements in support of the Board of Water and Lake Plant. We feel that that has a much greater economic impact for our region with $182 million that the Board of Water and Lake's investing in their new power plant.
Right.
So, again, prioritizing our transportation needs for our region.
Tim, I appreciate you and your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.